It isn't very often that I get to introduce two banjo players, so attempting to make banjo jokes, but this is very special. In alphabetical order, please make welcome round of recording artists Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
Thank you.
Hey, Abby, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Bela. We're busy a lot when we're on the road, and sometimes we realize the first time we really get to see each other is on the stage.
Ah!
Well, I have to tell you, Grey Fox is one of the most special places in the world to us. In fact, the first time I ever saw Bela Fleck was, I was sitting way out in the field. It was on the old site, and I was looking down, and this guy was playing Fancy Pants Bluegrass up on the stage with
like
the Fleck tones, and yeah.
She wasn't into it.
Yeah.
Now, how, here you are playing Fancy Pants Bluegrass. And there's probably somebody sitting out there that's not into it.
That's okay. We like you anyway. Someday we might marry you. Well, lots has happened since the last time we were both at Grey Fox. We made a baby, and yes.
Some of our best work so far.
But our greatest work by far. But he's two now, and so it was about 2 years and I don't know, almost 3 years ago when we were trying to figure out what we were going to do when he was born. No, that's not the right math. It doesn't matter.
But anyway, what we figured out was that we would take the summer off after he was born. That's what you're getting
at. That's what I was getting at, yeah.
And so we took the summer off and hung out and got to know him. And we were really excited not only to get to know our new baby and be parents, but we were excited about all the time we would have to spend working on our new duo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Us and an infant and all this time to make new music. So we're going to play you the one song we were able to write that summer.
We didn't have time to write any lyrics, and it's a pretty crappy title too.
No, it's a great title. It just came off the top of our head. This is called Banjo Banjo. Thank you. Played this with the Sparrow Quartet when we played here at Gray Fox like seven years ago or something like that. But So it's a song that was written, though, by Lily Mae Ledford and her Coon Creek Girls out of East Kentucky in the 1930s. And they traveled all over the world playing music. And that's what this song is about. But they seem to have left out a very important place. And so we thought maybe we'd write a verse with you, if you would so kindly help us. And we need a rhyme with Gray Fox. Could you think of a rhyme with Gray Fox for us? And you will have to say it loudly.
Anything but
detox. 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 Dirty socks. What? Hot box. Whoa. Lock box. Okay. Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Yeah, that could be controversial.
Oh, it's getting ugly
box.
Out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that happened quick. Definitely it turned quick. Socks. Turned quick. Goldilocks. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Goldilocks is very positive. Well, that was good. That was a really good brainstorm. I'm really proud of us. We went through our ups, our downs. We're back up again, right? Yes.
A fox. Okay. Like a fox. On the run. No.
I apologize if you're sitting there and you're like, I had the best idea in the world and she didn't hear it. I do apologize. It was the best idea in the world, and we're going to do something. I'm not quite sure yet, but we'll figure it out during the solos. Thank you.
Thank you. Honey, does this banjo make me look fat? Don't answer that.
Did you say that banjo makes you look strong? That's a great response. I like that.
It makes me look powerful.
Soon we'll all move through. We're going to go from Appalachian-inspired music to a song I learned from Old Lady Wong in 1996, entitled Time School I Siang Yang. Yeah.
I've gotten to go to China 3 times now with Abigail, and of course you all know that she speaks fluent Mandarin. But to me, when they're talking over there, it sounds like they're arguing. We'll land in Beijing, and we'll get in a taxi, and Abby will say to the driver, and the driver might say, and then Abby might say, and then he might say, so what did you say?
We would like to go to the hotel on the name card.
And what did he say?
Yes, I know.
And then you said?
Oh, great.
And then what did he say?
Oh, great. It means the sun has come out and we are very happy. Thank you.
We really have a stand-up microphone, so I can show you my dress that I got on sale for $78. Yes. Very nice, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you. This is a song that I learned. We learned after visiting with some friends in Morgantown, West Virginia. Anybody? Yeah. It's a beautiful place, and we were backstage talking to some friends, and they were talking about the at the show there, and they were talking about the river, the big chemical spill in the river. Do y'all remember that? Yeah. And they're telling us that the river still hasn't been really cleaned up, so the drinking water quality isn't up to EPA standards, and so those who can afford it are drinking bottled water, and those who can't are drinking from the tap, come what may. And that night it made me think of a song that was written by Sarah Ogan Gunning out of East Kentucky. She was born and raised in coal camps in East Kentucky and had a lot to say about that experience, had a lot to sing about that experience. She was the wife and daughter of coal miners. Come on, you coal miners, wherever you may be, and listen to a story that I'll relate to thee. My name is not the next tree, but the truth do I tell. I am a coal miner's wife, I'm sure I wish you well. Coal mining is the most dangerous work in our land today, with plenty of dirty slaving work and very little pay. Coal miner, won't you stand up and open your eyes and see what the dirty capitalist system is doing to you and me. They'll take our very lifeblood, they'll take our children's lives, take fathers away from children, and husbands away from wives. Coal miner, won't you organize wherever you may be, and make this a land of freedom for workers like you and me. Dear miner, they will slave you till you can't work no more, and what do you get for your living but a dollar at the company store? A tumble-down shack to live in, snow and rain pours in the top. You have to pay the company rent, and you're paying it never stops. I am a coal miner's wife, I'm sure I wish you well. Let's sink this capitalist system in the darkest pits of hell.
This would be a good time to do our pro big business medley.
Well, this guy has been exploring the universe of music through the banjo for many, many years, and he played here a number of times, and our written relationship has actually evolved through Gray Fox, hasn't it?
Yeah. Totally hot, man, yeah.
but it's not about me. He did an incredible record where he went to East and West Africa and played with amazing musicians there. If you haven't seen the documentary or listened to the music, it's called Throw Down Your Heart. You gotta find it. He's played with the amazing and unidentifiable music of the Flecktones for 25 years. And most recently, he wrote a banjo concerto for a full symphony orchestra, and he wrote all the parts for the whole symphony, and I think that's really, really something else. So, blows my mind.
I'm not impressed.
uh,
But my favorite way to hear him play is totally solo and totally acoustic, which is what he's going to do now on that banjo ukulele. Please make him welcome Bela Fleck.
Thank you.
I'd like to play a little banjo. Sorry. Thanks, Pop.
There comes a time in every banjo player's life when they have to learn what do you call this? Yes, an 80s hair band anthem. So that's what we're about to do now. If you know the words, sing along. We made it into a tune, but.
Somebody made the most incredible face when you said, like they were going to be sick.
Oh, really?
Wait till you hear it. Thank you.
We all survived. Any of you out there like old-time murder ballads? Yeah, me too. I like them when I'm having a bad day. Have you guys ever tried that? If you listen to a bunch of old-time murder ballads on a bad day, you start to realize, well, at least I'm not the one hanging from a tree or floating face down in a river. Or one of my favorites is, at least I'm not the one with a pen knife in my eyeball. Actually quite uplifting.
When Abby starts listening to those murder ballads, it's an excellent time for me to head down to the basement to do some banjo maintenance work. So that's when I like to floss my frets, or I'll put some extra 3-in-1 oil in my Keith Scruggs peg.
Yeah. Bill Keith is laughing. Are you? Maybe you didn't think it was funny.
Right. So one day I was listening to a bunch of murder ballads and a lot of murder ballads, and for some reason they weren't cheering me up.
Sometimes I'll polish my sprockets when I'm down there.
And I realized while I was listening to all the murder ballads, Pretty Polly, Omi Wise, Little Sadie, Knoxville Girl, The Girl in the Banks of the Ohio. It's always the girl that seems to die.
Sometimes I'll get out a small Phillips head screwdriver and I'll just look at it.
So I decided I had to write a song where the girl doesn't die. Yeah, thanks a lot, yeah.
Bill and I have been talking a lot about the elders that we have lost in old time and country and bluegrass music in the last few years. People like Mike Seeger and Pete Seeger and Doc Watson and Earl Scruggs and Hazel Dickens and Gene Ritchie. And we wanted to learn a song in their memory. And this is one that I learned after going to Doc Watson's memorial service in Deep Gap, North Carolina a few years ago. His family sang it. It's a Sacred Harp song from Appalachia. What will you guys sing with us? We're going to do an old gospel song. I think I did this here with Uncle Earl. Y'all remember Uncle Earl? Yeah. So a few of you might remember. This was written in, it was recorded in the 1930s in Myrtle's Inlet, South Carolina, on a porch. So we'll just pretend this is our big Gray Fox porch. I've got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no wrong. I've got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Can you help me sing? No, can't forget the trumpet. Move on down to the sea. Don't you sound that trumpet till you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. World can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. That's the refrain. I'll sing a lot. You might too. Go, oh, I heard you sing. I take old John on the island. I place him in a kettle of oil. Then the angels came from heaven. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Yeah. singing, Gray Fox.
That summer when we were getting to know Juno. Hey, Juno. How you doing?
What's up? He's sitting right there.
That summer when we were getting to know Juno and dreaming real big about possibilities of things we might do on our duet tour, one day I said to Abby, you know, what would be absolutely incredible is if we did one of my tunes.
You know you don't sleep a lot when you have a baby? No. Okay. Well, I think what I said back to you was, well, wouldn't it have been incredible if you had pushed the baby out your hoo-hoo?
It was very close to that. Maybe the words were slightly different, but yeah. So
eventually we did start getting some sleep and we did learn this tune.
Yeah. So we're gonna actually do a Flecktones tune. And this is one that we did in 95. That's 1995. And it was right before a trip to South Africa. We were really excited about being part of the new South Africa. Because Nelson Mandela had just become the first democratically elected president over there. And so we were going over there to jam with the musicians and be part of the scene, which was really, really fun. And this is a tune I wrote to bring over and record with musicians there. And Abby is going to play all the parts that the Flecktones play on her banjo. She's going to play the Victor Wooten's bass parts and Future Man's drum stuff and, you know, everything else that was on this original recording from an album called Live Art. This is called New South Africa. Thank you.
Voices. So this is one that we're going to do that's a call and response. And I'm going to go, hear it ring, and you're going to say, hear it ring. Can you do that? Okay, I'm going to go, hear it ring.
Hear it ring.
Hear it ring.
Hear it ring.
All the joy.
All the joy.
That it brings.
That it brings.
Oh, nailed it. Yep. You got it. I think we're gonna practice it real quick, so it goes like this. Hear it ring, hear it ring, all the joy that it brings. Got it. Standing at the gates of hell. Oh, but when you hear it ring, it will end all suffering. It's God's great divine bell. Hear it ring, hear it ring. All the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. If you think you sound bad singing, sing louder. You have washed your hands of sin in the blood of the Lamb, but you drank from Satan's well. But when you hear it toll, heaven and earth are gonna roll to God's great divine bell. Hear it ring, hear it ring, all the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. To God's great. what's gone wrong, it won't be long. Two men shall fall. Well, I pay no mind to that earthly chime when I hear that divine bell. Hear it ring, hear it ring. All the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. Really loud. Hear it ring. Hear it ring. All the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. To God's great divine. Thank you. I have to say that I clogged all the way up until I basically gave birth to Juno. It was a week before I was 8 months and a week pregnant, and I was clogging. Should have seen the audience. I'd get up there and I'd be like, and they'd be like, oh! He did come 3 weeks early. Might have had something to do with that. And then after he was born, I was thinking, oh, well, when he finally comes out, surely it'll be like totally easier to clog then. I wouldn't recommend postpartum clogging. Something about it. Just a lot of new challenges. Yeah. Just in case you were wondering, I thought that'd be helpful advice at Gray Fox, you know. But so yeah, I'm back on the wagon, so thanks for encouraging me. And yeah, thank you. Yeah. Everybody needs their personal clogging cheerleaders. So this is our last song, and we're gonna do a song that was my grandmother June's favorite song, and she ran a roller skating rink in Chicago for 50 years, like downtown Chicago. But, yeah, so she's a formidable lady, and when she passed away and we became pregnant, we knew we had to name our little boy after her, so we didn't have to stop saying her name. So his name is Juno, and this is in memory of Grandma June and anybody that you miss and love, and thank you, Gray Fox family, for having us. We're so proud to be here with our little boy.
His eyes.
Well, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Abigail Washburn.